Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
So I'm wondering if I framed this correctly, because I was kind of like put on the spot with how to tease Meg-splaining. And whenever something involves poop, like, I think you just have to be upfront about it and say that this is going to be in the story. But what we're talking about is really a story of inspiration and someone who's kind of like a motivational speaker of our time. Don't laugh.
A hero.
This is real. Some people may call him hero. Have you heard of this guy, Davis Clark? He's blowing up on Instagram.
Yeah,
and not
no.
Just because how he blew up in his running tights. So Davis Clark, GQ just wrote a whole profile on this guy because he has over 650,000 followers on Instagram. He's a normal 20-something.
Time out. He now has 650 followers?
No. This is before the marathon Monday.
And then he suspiciously pooped his pants?
Well, okay. If this is performative pooping, I'm very interested in getting there.
Well, I don't know where we're going, but
okay. Well, let me tell you about him. So Davis Clark, he's like a normal 20-something guy who works in finance in Boston, and he started rapidly accruing this following on Instagram because he does these motivational, really quick motivational selfie videos, and people start getting really into them.
Like, he's the Rock?
To the point that, like, Julian Edelman, he says this thing, locked in, and Julian Edelman will comment on and be like, yeah, locked in, bro. So, like, here's an example of one of the videos that he posts.
I hate this.
Here's cut one.
We are absolutely on it, ready to rip on this beautiful Monday morning. Let's have a day, people.
Okay, so he, like, does little things like that. He's walking around
the
financial
district. Yeah, 650,000 followers doing that.
Is this a joke?
No, this is not a joke.
He's, like, being dead serious. This is what he does.
It's real.
The Be a Man guy does more than
that. He's not, like, mocking. He's not, like, mocking finance bros.
Here's the thing is sometimes he, like, lets you behind the curtain a little bit. Even on motivational, like, when he's trying to be motivational and he's speaking, he lets you know he doesn't always succeed the first time. So can we get cut to? This is a video from like 2 weeks ago.
I failed that CFA level 3 exam because I came up short. I want to say sorry to everyone because I just couldn't get it done. Sometimes in life you lose, so it's on to the next. Time to lock back in.
Okay, can I just say something?
So lock back in, that's his thing. Like lock
sounds
in,
like
lock
that's
back
what I was
in.
Just going to say.
Thought he
does
did
he
right
sound
there,
like Gronk?
He looks nothing like
okay,
Gronk.
Okay, but does he sound like Gronk?
Like him.
Let me hear it again.
In that video, he did.
I think the first one, too. I didn't say it in the first one, but
we are
yes,
absolutely on it. Ready to rip on this beautiful Monday morning. Let's have a day, people.
I mean, he speaks English much more successfully than Gronk. But
he speaks like a Gronk. Maybe not the Gronk, but like one of the Gronks.
Yeah, like, right, like Gordy.
Yeah.
Maybe not like Rob, but like, yeah, like Gordy, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if he has some connection to the Gronk family, but his name is Davis Clark. And he's now also like, what's it called, when you get a little blue check mark? Verified on Instagram because he has so many followers.
You're verified on Instagram.
I am.
Yeah.
So Davis Clark decided this is how he came across my timeline, which I don't know what this says about me, but he decided
like
to run.
A lot of finance bros.
He
sometimes
ran the marathon.
You lose, so it's on to the next. Time to lock back in.
He ran the marathon on Monday, which I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was the hottest marathon on record since 2017.
It was not. It was nice.
The year that
it's
I
fine.
Ran.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah, everybody crying about how hot it was.
It was in the
I thought it was very pleasant.
It's like a nice day. Yeah, seriously. It's a good day to run.
Okay, so we checked in at the finish line, like right after he finished, and he gave a motivational video in which he panned down his entire body. And here's what he said.
Gave it out to you, everything I have for the people. 256, I shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day for the people. 2 hours, 56 minutes, man, people.
I crap my pants for you, people. Let's lock in. I did it for you.
Do we hear it again?
Gave it out to you, everything I have for the people. 256, I shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day for the people. 2 hours, 56 minutes, man, people.
So he ran it in under 3 hours, which is a very fast time. But he pans down his legs. He's got like little short running shorts on. His legs are covered in blood and his own feces.
Yeah, it was bloody poo, yeah.
You saw this video?
Well, hang on. It was bloody poo or was he bleeding from something else? People's nipples will bleed if they're not wearing...
Yeah,
you know, like,
I had assumed that he was bleeding from chafing.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That his shorts or something. Because here's the thing. That
you're not
like,
supposed to run in those short shorts. That's what I was going to ask.
The other thing is, well, you can run in the short shorts, but what you have to do that
underneath.
Nobody really talks about is you buy something called Body Glide. And anywhere that clothing touches your body,
yeah, we know about body
you
glide.
Put Body Glide all over, uh-huh. And you have to also put it between anything that might cause friction in your body.
Yeah, crevices.
Crevices, yeah. Things that are extending outward and slapping around.
That you're saying it lubricates.
Yeah, because if it just is like slap, 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 then that's going to chafe. And I've heard that's very sensitive and that can hurt a lot.
Interesting. There's got to be, we must be talking about other people if it's running around going slap, 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 but whatever. Not the point. So I think I did an about face on this guy. I think all of a sudden I like him talking about pooping himself. He won me over with that simple line right there.
I don't know how I feel about
crapping my pants for the people.
I don't know how I feel about him posing it as like, I did this for you because I motivate you. My whole thing is about motivating everyone. I had to run the marathon in under 3 hours. And for that reason, he says he bleeped his pants like crazy, which is also like not a normal thing to do during the marathon. We need to stop normalizing pooping on people's front lawns and pooping your pants during the marathon.
Mega, what happens every year? It is a normal thing.
It is not normal. Like,
how's the weather up there on your
part
high horse?
Of marathon training is getting your nutrition and your hydration together.
And then expelling it out of your body.
That just
so
goes
that
race.
That doesn't happen to you on race day.
People are like airplanes. It's just they just open up the hatch, it just goes wherever it goes.
It
like
really
airplanes.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
There's porta potties all along, like every mile, there's a porta potty.
Say that again. Say that again.
Porta potty.
Yeah, that's not what
you said. Porter potty twice.
Porter
two times.
Potty.
Two times you said that.
Okay, whatever. It's not a normal thing.
Regional accents all over the place.
Like, you need to run in there, take care of business, run back out. It might add, like, if it's that desperate of a situation, it's going to add, like, 15 seconds to your time.
Yeah, well, Davis Clark isn't going
to
risk that.
Yeah, he's trying to break 3 hours.
He's doing it.
He's
locked in.
He broke 3 hours because he did it for the people.
I need this from the real journalist at GQ who wrote a whole profile on Davis Clark a couple weeks ago.
We are absolutely on it, ready to rip on this beautiful Monday morning.
Ready to rip her.
He was ready to rip. You need
rip
to
ass.
Follow up because... Also, I didn't think that you were allowed to show that on Instagram.
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe if you're
am I being a narc right now?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe if you got a blue check mark.
Can we also go back to Jones's initial theory that this was a performative fake pooping?
Yeah.
That this was a crisis actor pooping?
You think he like put some like piece
I'm just
of
saying,
chocolate
you don't get 650,000 Instagram followers just running the marathon. You do if you poop yourself. So
well,
I'm saying
he had it from before. Mego's
saying,
from
right,
his
Mego's
cool,
saying he had it before,
cool
yeah.
Right, but he has the I'm saying he has the social media instincts to do those sort of instincts. to do those sorts of things.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, like you don't amass that type of following unless you have outside the box ideas.
So
gross
you
out,
think,
gross like,
out
hey, I'm running the marathon. Think, if I poop myself, I'll get a lot of attention for this. It's true. Well, am I wrong?
No. Oh. You're not. I mean, I had this theory 10 minutes
so
ago. Yeah,
he's
no.
stuffing like ketchup packets and chocolate in his little shorts.
No.
And they're exploding
or maybe he's just,
as he's slapping he's down
just,
the trail.
Maybe he's just actually doing it on purpose.
You think that he just fueled his body to poop down the marathon course?
Yeah, maybe.
It's not worth
I
it.
I think there was a fake poop apparatus.
Well, we're talking about it.
He's pooping.
Like a Whizinator?
Right. Yes, exactly. A
so
poopinator.
You're saying he was pooping for clout?
Yes.
That's what I was saying, yeah. That's what I've been saying, yeah.
Pooping for clout.
I think there's something to that, yeah.
Even if he is, the guy won me over with that. I didn't think I liked him until I heard that one video, but you know what? He won me over. what's in the profile? What did they even talk about in GQ? Like, what's even in there? They're like, he's a finance bro from Boston who makes boring Instagram videos?
I want to say sorry to everyone because I just couldn't get it done.
Like, that's it? That's all it is?
The profile is how Davis Clark became the most locked in man on the internet.
So what's the answer? He just makes videos and
people love his motivational
sometimes
videos.
Sometimes in life you lose, so it's on to the next. Time to lock back in.
If they don't go with a quarterback, Cal Williams is...
No, I mean, again, he's mastered the English language.
He's from Winchester.
Oh. Okay.
Apparently, Boston.com also wrote about him. So he's like a really big influencer these days.
That's true.
And I'm just worried that people are going to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to run a marathon. It's totally normal that my pants are going to explode with poop everywhere.
It's going to be like the new trend, like Davis Clarking.
Yes.
Everybody's just running and pooping at the same time.
Yes. People are going to be doing it at like 5Ks. It's going to be ridiculous.
Hashtag Davis Clarking.
That's an unfun run now.
Gave it out to everything I have for the people. 256. I shit my pants like crazy. I'm going after it all day, every day for the people. 256 man people.
You're just like running like a 5K.
You know, right up there near Boston.
256 man people.
I mean, that's true. That was very Gronk-esque.
Doing like a fun run. All of a sudden, there's like 10 like 20-year-olds in front of you. They're like, hey, let's Davis Clark this one, you guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, or over your shoes.
They're like, who's running in front of us? Is that Davis Clark? Oh, no! Oh, no!
And he's like, I'm doing it for the people. I'm doing it for the people.
I got something locked into the soles of my shoe now. I got to sit down and take them off.
I got to tell you something. This is not going to be the end of Davis Clark in Megsplaining.
We are absolutely on it. Ready to rip on this beautiful Monday morning.
I need to do a deep dive on this person.
Like Keanu Reeves in Point Break.
I can't imagine he's allowed back in Winchester after an incident like this. But anyway, that's Megsplaining. Each and every day at this time here on
Stone. And guess who commented? Oh, Dude Wipes is on it. We got your wipes, bro.
McAfee, gotta be.
No, Dude Wipes, the thing, commented on it. It was like, yeah, we got your wipes, bro. For all the blood and poop on your legs, we're here.
Failed that CFA level 3 exam.
We should have led with that. It was product placement. That's what this whole thing was about. Yeah. They probably paid him. Mm-hmm. Mondia Davis Clark, even though I sneaky like you now. That's Meg explaining each and every day at this time. We'll get to Bet Roulette.
Yeah, knows how to sell a wipe.
Picks for tonight next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.